The former president denies all the theft allegations, claiming he's the target of a vicious propaganda campaign led by his successor, Cyril Ramaphosa.
We are with President Zuma in the current situation that he's faced with.
Carl Niehaus is spokesperson for the Umkhonto weSizwe Military Veterans Association, which represents former ANC freedom fighters, including Zuma.
I do not know what you talk about when you talk about millions that have been looted. These are allegations. Allegations that have not been proved.
Niehaus says Zuma has no problem responding to those allegations before an inquiry that will be fair and just to him. The former president says he's convinced that Commission Head Judge Raymond Zondo is biased against him. ANC spokesperson Pule Mabe says party leaders are urging Zuma to be reasonable.
The constitution and the rule of law are sacrosanct, and continue to encourage those of our members who are invited to appear before the commission to do so.
Mabe is aware that Zuma's representatives in his home province of KwaZulu-Natal have suggested that jailing the former president will cause violence and possible loss of life.
Our structure in KwaZulu-Natal has already met with President Jacob Zuma, and he has raised his own issues. Our own officials will be meeting with him. He did raise some of those challenges.
The ANC has previously said it will not be held to ransom by threats of violence from the Zuma camp. But judging from Mabe's comments, the party is treading lightly around this issue as it makes a last-ditch attempt to convince Zuma to testify.
To be preemptive at this stage might not be helpful. I ought to be seen to be loyal to decisions and undertakings of the National Executive Committee, that we give our own officials that space so that they could be able to understand what are the motivating reasons of such an intent.
Niehaus says his association will never abandon Zuma, as others in the ANC have.
He's being targeted for political purposes and mainly because of the commitment that he had shown to the poorest of the poor in South Africa and to radical economic transformation. We cannot allow a program of attack on President Zuma and others who are committed to the full liberation of the people of South Africa and to radical economic...
If Zuma doesn't appear this week, he could be fined, jailed for 6 months, or both. Law experts say the commission also has the authority to order that Zuma be imprisoned in 8-day increments until he agrees to give evidence. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.